That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Lum and Abner finally cracked the elusive bottle of nitroglycerin to a wholesale house at the county seat. And while they were desperately trying to warn the wholesale house, Grandpappy Spears came in with the startling news of a big blowout at the county seat. Lum interpreted this to mean an explosion and became completely unnerved. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum lying on the counter in the Jotham store. Abner and Grandpap are talking.
Hey, Abner. Hey, Grandpap. Not so loud. Lum's asleep, I think.
Sleep? Yeah. Where about?
Back there on that back counter. Soon sprawled out back
there. Morphin' along his face. Right on top of them overhauls.
Yeah, that's it.
What's he doing a pigeon-toed thing like that for?
He's sick.
Sick.
That's what he said.
Well, he ought to be home in bed then. That's where he belongs.
I know.
The man's sick.
I've tried to tell him that, but he won't listen to me.
Well, let's call a doctor.
He's just a nuisance, Grandpap. Keeps me jumping up every 5 minutes for something waiting on him. And he's had at least one can of my everything we've got in this store here.
Well, I do. What's he come down with? Maybe that's what's wrong with you.
Oh, half a dozen things he claims he's got. The main one is nervous breakdowns, I believe, according to him.
Nervous breakdown?
Yeah, but just twist me and you, Grandpap, I don't believe he's half as sick as he's trying to put on.
Well, when did all this come over him, this breaking down business?
Well, you know, when you come in here the other day and said there was a big blowout at the county seat, he thought you meant there was a big explosion.
Oh, yeah, I know he did. Scared him something wonderful. Fainted dead away.
Yeah, don't say he fainted.
Well, that's what he done. I seen him keel right over, fainted. That's what he done.
Not according to him, never. Well, he says that he thinks it's terrible for a grown man to faint. Just women folks and youngins are supposed to do that.
Well, he's one of them, and he does.
He's ashamed to admit to it. He claims it was a nervous breakdown, since he's suffering something wonderful.
Well, if this was caused by him thinking I meant explosion when I said blowout, I thought he'd think he'd get over it whenever he found out I was just talking about the Polk County Cotton Festival. I always call anything like that a blowout.
Yeah, well, we do too, generally, but you see, we was worried about that nitroglycerin sitting around somewhere at the wholesale house there at the county seat. Hey. So natural, when you said that, why, we thought sure the whirl of glycerin had blowed up the whole town, or leastways Lum did.
Well, what about that bottle of nitroglycerin or whatever it is? Did you ever locate it?
Yeah, the central girl finally got a call through the wholesale house, and I told them to look through all the bottles that their truck bring in, and sure enough, they found it.
They found it? Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Me, too. Leastways, that's one thing we don't have to worry about no more. Now, if I can just get Lum to admit he ain't sick, well, I'll be a happy man again.
Well, didn't it help him at all when you showed him that article I was talking about? One about the Polk County Cotton Festival?
No, just made him worse.
Worse?
Yeah, see, it told in that article who was all that was at the festival from Pine Ridge. Said Frank Foster escorted Miss Emmeline Platt. Right there where old Lum got plastic sick.
Oh,
he did that.
Sure, I never thought about that. Old Lum's still sweet on Miss Emmeline, huh?
Oh, yeah. And I don't believe she's paid much attention to him since she's taken up her school teaching job again this fall, either.
I know it.
No.
He's still struck on
her. Oh,
and jealous of her.
Looks
at her. He'll be jealous of the boys there at the county.
Why, of course he will.
What are you guys talking about?
He's awake again. Nothing in particular, Lum. Me and Grandpap just talking.
Granny's your sure awful secret about it.
Well, we just never wanted to wake you up. See there, Grandpap. I never seen anybody such grouchy in my whole life.
Yeah. You don't reckon maybe there is something wrong with him showing up to you?
Huh?
He hit his head a pretty good whop whenever he fainted, or whatever he thinks he done.
Yeah, well, he brung up about his head already. Told Miss Blevins a while ago that he had concussions on his brain.
Oh, my.
And he told the weather Abernathy that he had 111 degrees of fever and was sitting there eating a can of sardines while he's telling about it.
Now, I wish you fellers would talk loud enough for somebody to hear you or hash up one.
Uh-oh.
That mumbling over there is giving me a headache.
Yes, lay quiet now, Long. Recollect, Doc Miller said for you not to be talking, Long.
He never said no such a thing.
That's what you told Sister Simpson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about telling her that.
He's told so many different stories, he can't keep up with himself.
Well, what did Doc Miller say about his son, did he?
Well, as far as I know, Doc Miller ain't been over here at all. I think Lum knows better than to call him. Find out there ain't nothing wrong with him if he come over here.
Except that he thinks awful easy.
Don't say that word, Grandpappy.
Abner, would you mind to fetch me a dip of water? I think it's time for me to take my medicine again.
No. I'll get it for you, Lum.
I hate to call on you. I don't want to put you to no bother.
That's all right. I don't mind it, hardly.
But it won't be for long, I reckon.
I hope not. I hope not. I hope you get well right away.
Thank you.
Not at all. Been going on all day, Grandpa.
Well, what medicine is that he's talking?
I don't know. He just banged over everything he had in his medicine closet, I think. All right, come in, Mom. Here you are, right here.
Yeah, thank you.
Is this enough water now?
Yeah. Would you mind to sort of help me raise myself up a little?
No.
It's so weak, I ain't got strength enough to lift myself up.
All right, can you hold on my arm now? Please,
I don't know what I'd do without you. I know I'm a bother.
No, forget it now. Which bottle of medicine do you want this time?
Yeah, let's see. What's that little one there?
This one way over here?
Yeah, read me what it says there. My eyes are just killing me.
It says D-I-S-T-E-M-P-E-R. Oh, this is for distemper. Have you got that, too?
No, that must be a mistake.
Oh, shorty.
Yeah, that must be something I got for the dogs last summer.
Oh.
What's that bottle there?
This one?
Yeah, it ain't got poison marked on it no place, has it?
No.
You know, cross skulls and bones and stuff like that?
No. It says chills on it.
Well, good. We'll try some of that.
You ain't having chills, are you?
Yeah, feared so.
Well, here, I better put some of these blankets on.
No, don't do that. I'm smothered now.
Well, do you want the medicine?
No, on second thought, I don't believe I'll take it after all. Don't believe my constitution's can stand it.
Oh.
I'm just too sick for medicine.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. You're the doctor, or the patient, or... I reckon both of them, sort of.
Tell you, it's a shame, Abner, whenever a man loses his health.
Yeah.
To be waited on this way. A burden to society.
Yeah, it sure is. You want anything else, man?
There's your ring there, Abner.
Oh, I know it, Grandpap. I heard it. I'm coming. Don't just keep a fella from yourself from the death here. That's what it does. Hello, jot him down, Sir Abner Peabody doing the talking. Lom. Yeah, he's here. Just a minute, Miss Simpson. For you, Lom.
Abner, you know I'm too sick to get up there to the telephone.
He says he can't make it, Miss Simpson.
I just ain't got the strength.
Want to tell him what? I'm pretty sure he's taken some of that already. Fact says he's taken might not everything there is.
I have not.
Uh-huh. Now, much obliged for your suggest. That was nice of you. Goodbye.
Hear you talk about it, think I was partying hell.
Well, I'm sorry for long if I said the wrong thing. You better just rest there now. More likely what you need a lot of. Let me know if you want anything else.
Yeah, I will if I can get up the strength.
Okay. That'll give you an idea of what I've been going through, Grandpa. I ain't been able to do a thing all day long to please that old grouch.
Yes, sir, I just don't understand it. He don't look that sick.
Well, he ain't. He started this to cover up for that fainting. Now he's just trying to get sympathy. I don't know what he's doing. Just hoping Miss Emmeline will hear about it.
You think so, sure enough?
Why, sure. This morning I heard him sort of hinting around to Cedric to get him to mention it to her at school today.
What's that you fellas are saying?
Nothing, Long. Not a thing.
Told you once that mumbling is giving me a headache.
Okay.
You like you don't care where I'm sick or not.
I'm sorrowful.
Here's your phone again, Abner.
Yeah, I'm getting it over there. I ought to have four arms there. But hello, John, I'm down store. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Who? Lum.
I'm a sick man.
Now, he's too sick a man to come to the telephone.
Hate to admit it, but he's so.
Yes, it is a shame. Well, that's too bad. I know he'd enjoy that, but he's just too sick. That's all there to it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I'll tell him. Well, much obliged anyway. All right. Goodbye, Miss Emily.
Well, I'm glad you're beginning to realize just how sick. Miss Emily, is that who that was?
Yeah, it's a shame you're in such bad shape, Mom, because she wanted you to take her to the parent and teacher sociable tonight, but I told her you was too sick to make it.
Didn't leave Lum much of a choice. Either way, he loses something. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.